Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Pain Relief Radio, and this is your host, Catherine Merrill. I'm the pain relief coach. Remember, I'm not a doctor, but I have a lot of information for you, and today we are going to be talking about how muscles cause pain and pain caused by muscles. Today's sponsor, helping you naturally get rid of your back pain, is Back Pain naturalrelief.com, www.backpainnaturalrelief.com. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach, and sometimes I'm just acting as a reporter and giving you a little bit of my viewpoint on the side. You can always get more information at simplepainrelief.com, simplepainrelief.com. Well, I have a couple of great resources today. One of them is online and the other is in this beautiful red book that's sitting in front of me. If you go to simplepainrelief.com and scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll see the picture of the red book. These are designed for medical people and doctors, but they have a phenomenal, fascinating amount of information in them. Every doctor should have one in his or her office and should refer to it often when patients come in. And, okay, that was a little editorial, but it's true because muscles cause probably 90% of our pain. And I love this red book. So we're going to be referring to it later, and we're going to start off by talking about the information online at Medline Plus, a service of the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health. So this is what the government says. I'm going to read a bit. If I have criticisms, critiques, or comments, I'm going to give you those too. So they're talking about muscle aches and pains. That's the page I went to, muscle aches. It says they're common. They can involve more than one muscle. Well, they often involve more than one muscle because muscles act in groups. They're like members of a labor union. They all work together. Muscle pain can also involve ligaments, tendons, and fascia, these soft tissues that connect the muscles, the bones, and the organs. Muscle pain is most frequently related to tension, overuse, or muscle injury from exercise or physically demanding work, is what they say. In these situations, the pain tends to involve specific muscles and starts during or just after the activity. And it's usually obvious which activity is causing the pain, it says. Muscle pain can also be a sign of conditions that affect your whole body, like some infections, including the flu. You know how when you get a bad respiratory thing or the flu, you might ache all over. And it can also be from disorders that affect your connective tissues throughout your whole body, like lupus. This report goes on to say that a common cause of muscle aches and pains is fibromyalgia, condition that includes tenderness in your muscles and surrounding soft tissue, sleep difficulties, fatigue, and headaches. Well, fibromyalgia is a syndrome. A syndrome is a collection of symptoms. Fibromyalgia is the diagnosis that you get when you go to your doctor and say, oh man, I have all this pain, I hurt all over, I can't sleep, I'm tired all the time, I'm getting headaches, whatever your complaints are. Your doctor may come up with a diagnosis of fibromyalgia, and when he or she does that, they are telling you, I've run the tests, you don't have lupus, you don't have MS, you're not going to die, you just feel crummy. So back to the report. It says one common cause of muscle aches and pains is fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is a syndrome. It's a collection of symptoms. Something caused the symptoms. So we got to get rid of the symptoms to get rid of the fibromyalgia and to get rid of the muscle pain that your doctor might say, oh, it's because you have fibromyalgia. Well, why do you have fibromyalgia? What are you deficient in? What movements are you lacking? What muscles are strained? How's your posture? I've never seen anybody who has complaints of fibromyalgia who has beautiful posture. We know we tend to collapse forward because of the positions that we work in, sit in, drive in, hold babies in, all those things. We have to work at keeping our posture good, to work at keeping out of muscle pain. So back to the report. It says the most common causes of muscle aches are injury or trauma, including sprains and strains. Overuse, using a muscle too much, too soon, too often. Tension or stress. Why would it be tension or stress? Because we do certain things when we have tension or stress. Maybe you're driving and you're in a traffic jam and you clench your jaw. That emotional tension can cause muscular tension. Same thing with stress. If you're all worried and you hunch up your shoulders or you kind of curl into a ball, roll forward, while the muscles on the back of your body get stretched and strained, while the muscles on the front of your body get short. So that's why. It says muscle pain may also be caused by certain drugs, including those that lower blood pressure, ACE inhibitors, cocaine, statins that lower your cholesterol. There are other ways to lower your cholesterol too, by the way. Fish oil is a good one. Raises your good cholesterol, lowers your not so good cholesterol. There are a lot of dietary things that you can do to change it. I am not a doctor. Do not take my word for anything. If you want to talk to your doctor about it, talk to your doctor about it. But statins can cause muscle pain. Some skin inflammation can cause muscle pain. And if you have too little potassium or calcium in your body, that may cause muscle pain. Actually, they're referring to it as electrolyte imbalances, but these are minerals. And if you take a good mineral supplement or a multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement that you get from your health food store or online from a health food store, you can help balance that out. But also you might need to be under doctor's treatment for a while. But the more you give your body that your body needs, the less likely you are to have pain. The more you do movements that your body needs, the less likely you are to have pain. Or illnesses. Infections can cause muscle aches and pains, including the flu, Lyme disease, which is when those ticks bite, and sometimes people are infected with Lyme disease from a tick bite, malaria, and infection in a muscle, polio, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and roundworm, and lupus. I'm trying to look for the things that I can most easily convert to English for you. They suggest for home care for muscle pain from overuse or injury to rest that body part and take acetaminophen or ibuprofen. Apply ice for the first 24 to 72 hours of an injury to reduce pain and inflammation. After that, you may use ice and or heat. You can alternate them, or you can use heat if it feels more soothing to you. Muscle aches from overuse and fibromyalgia often respond well to massage. Gentle stretching exercises after a long rest period are also helpful. Gentle stretching exercises are always helpful. You might use them in the morning when you wake up. You might use them at night when you're getting ready to go to sleep. You might take a lot of breaks throughout the day. to get your muscles moving, get the lymph flowing, get the blood flowing. You were built to move. Your muscles are built to move. When we don't move, we end up getting pain. Some of the muscles get overstretched. Some of them get short. We get into discomfort. We don't want to do that. The site here does say that muscle aches often respond well to massage. Well, yeah, you know that. I'm really biased. But you can get rid of all kinds of things with massage or manual therapy. It increases your movement of your body fluids. It reduces pain. It moves metabolic wastes out of your system. Massage is good medicine. It's old medicine. It's good medicine. Some people with fibromyalgia or certain other conditions may only be able to tolerate very light, gentle massage, but it should still be a whole body massage, not only for the painful areas. The painful areas are usually complaint areas. They're symptom areas. They're not generally the cause areas. The article goes on to say that regular exercise can help restore your proper muscle tone. Walking, cycling, and swimming are good aerobic exercises to try. Woo-woo! Even if they're not aerobic, they get your whole body moving, especially walking and swimming. Cycling, you're sitting in a certain position for a long time, but if you have knee pain or foot pain, cycling and swimming may be much easier for you than walking at this time. Remember, bodies change all the time. Bodies get better all the time. Your body is smart. It wants to be well. It needs a little help from you. The article goes on to say that a physical therapist can teach you strengthening, toning, and aerobic exercises to help you feel better and stay pain-free. Remember to begin slowly and increase your workouts gradually. This is something that doesn't happen in all physical therapy clinics. Sometimes they throw you right into it. You have to begin slowly and increase your workouts gradually. Avoid high-impact aerobic activities and weightlifting when you're injured or while you're in pain. Yes, this is true. And also, if you have trigger points causing your muscle pain, we're going to be talking about them in just a few minutes. First, you release the trigger points. Then you do these things. Then you do the regular exercises. Then you start with your program and work gradually into more and more. The report says be sure to get plenty of sleep and try to reduce your stress. Yoga and meditation are excellent ways to help you sleep and relax. If home measures aren't working, call your doctor, who will advise you further. He might refer you to a physical therapist or a specialized pain clinic. Pain clinics, often we might refer to them as medication clinics. You know, sometimes they'll teach you things like how to ignore your pain, how to ignore it, how to get past it, how to focus on other things. These are all good things. But a lot of times they will treat you with various medications or injections or other medical type treatments rather than natural type treatments. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm saying sometimes we have to do those things. But if you can get rid of your pain naturally, then you don't end up with side effects from the medications. Then you don't end up dependent on a certain medication or treatment. But if you ended up dependent on massage therapy, well, you know what? That's going to boost your immune system. It's going to do so many wonderful things. You're not really addicted to it. Your body is just telling you, yeah, this feels good. I need this. And massage is old, old medicine. Massage is the first medicine. It says if your muscle aches are due to a specific disease, follow the instructions of your doctor, yep, to treat the primary illness. This is true. Call your doctor if your muscle pain persists beyond 3 days, if you have severe unexplained pain, if you have any sign of infection like swelling or redness around a tender muscle, if you have poor circulation in the area where your muscles ache, for instance, in your legs, if you have a tick, bite, or a rash, if your muscle pain started after you started a medication like a statin, or call 911 if you have a sudden weight gain, water retention, or are urinating less than usual. If you're short of breath or have difficulty swallowing, if you have muscle weakness or cannot move any part of your body, if you have vomiting, a very stiff neck, or a high fever. You can help prevent muscle aches, they say, by warming up before exercising and cooling down after. That means moving slowly, gently to get your tissues warmed up before you start, and cooling down by slowing down your movement, moving slowly, gently. Stretch before, during, and after exercising, after your warm-up. It doesn't say after your warm-up, but first you warm your muscles, then you do your stretches. First you warm your muscles, then you do your stretches. You can't shape cold steel. You have to make it warm first. Same thing with muscles. Drink lots of water, lots of fluids is what the article says, before, during, and after exercise. You have to get enough water into your body all the time. Your body needs to be well hydrated to function its best and feel best. What's the best liquid? Water. And if you work in the same position most of the day, like sitting at a computer, the article says to stretch at least every hour. That's true. That's a good idea. We should always, you know, we're built to move. We should always be moving. That's how you were built to do, to work, to be. That's how you are. I want to thank you for joining me today, and remember who you're talking to. This is Catherine Merrill at painreliefradio.com. I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. Now we're going to move into the red book, the Trigger Point Manual, the book after my own heart. It's called Myofascial Pain and Dysfunction, the Trigger Point Manual, Volume 1, the upper half of the body. Beautiful medical book. Love it. We have different kinds of muscles. One of them is called skeletal muscle. Skeletal muscle is the voluntary muscle. It allows us to move our bones. It's the largest single organ of your body. Skeletal muscle accounts for almost half of your body weight. The number of muscles counted in the body depends on how different researchers divide them up, but generally we're looking at a total of 400 muscles. And any one of these muscles can develop myofascial trigger points. Myo means muscle, fascial means the connective tissue. Trigger points is a specific area in a muscle that refers pain or can cause dysfunction in the way you move. Often in another location, often in a location quite far away. It's very important to know about myofascial trigger points. Who is it important for? Well, it's been described in the research literature for these different doctors. Acupuncturists, anesthesiologists, chronic pain managers, dentists, family practitioners, gynecologists, neurologists, nurses, orthopedic surgeons, pediatricians, physical therapists, physiatrists, those are the physical medicine guys, rheumatologists, those are the ones who treat the arthritis, and veterinarians, animal doctors. So almost any medical practitioner that you go to should be aware of the importance of trigger points in causing the pain that may have sent you to them. However, muscles are largely and widely overlooked as being causes of pain. Trigger points are largely and widely not understood properly. A tender area in your muscle is not necessarily a trigger point, but a tender area in a muscle that you may not have been aware was there that causes pain or difficulty in moving part of your body may well be a trigger point. Muscles in general, and trigger points in particular, don't get much attention as a major source of pain and dysfunction in modern medical school teaching or in medical textbooks. This trigger point manual describes a neglected major cause of pain and dysfunction in the largest area the largest organ of your body, those skeletal muscles. Those muscle tissues are a primary target of the wear and tear of our daily activities, the ways that we move, the things that we do. But physicians usually concentrate on the bones, the joints, the bursa, the nerves. That's where they pay attention. That's where they say, oh, you have bursitis. Or they say, oh, you have arthritis. Or they say, oh, you have whatever else they may say. But they often do not say, oh, there may be a problem with your muscles. I have a really nice doctor. She always listens to me, and she tries her best. But when I talk about muscles, the lights go out. There's nobody home. And that's how it is with most doctors. Physiatrists are physical medicine doctors. They know about trigger points. Most of the rest of them don't know. Why gynecologists? Well, you can have pain in your female organs caused by trigger points. Why dentists? Well, you can have pain in your face or headaches caused by trigger points. You can have pain in your teeth caused by trigger points. People have had a tooth removed only to discover that they still had pain in the tooth, pain in the area that the tooth was, because it was caused by a trigger point. I actually met a dentist when I was traveling one time. He was not able to practice much anymore because he had so much myofascial pain. And as we talked, we talked about patients of his, and I explained what I do and who I am, and we started to talk about this book, this trigger point manual. And his eyes lit up, and he said, I have that book. I forgot about it. He had the two manuals, the set, sitting in his library on the shelf. So as we parted, he said his intention was to get that book, start treating himself, working on himself, and to start working on his patients who had all of this pain in their jaws, heads, necks, because now he knew what to do. He had been exposed to it, but he had forgotten about it. Now, how severe can symptoms be that are caused by myofascial trigger points? Well, they can incapacitate you so that you can't even move if they're very active trigger points, or they can simply make it difficult for you to move, maybe your hand or maybe to lift your leg. They can cause your posture to be distorted. They can cause severe, severe pain. Patients who have had other types of severe pain, like due to a heart attack or broken bones or renal colic, say that myofascial pain from trigger points can be just as severe. And despite their very painfulness, myofascial trigger points are not directly life-threatening. But their painfulness definitely can and often does devastate the quality of your life. Unrecognized myofascial headache, shoulder pain, and low back pain that have become chronic, this is what happens. This is how we get chronic pain. We have myofascial trigger points causing pain in your head, your shoulder, your low back that have not been recognized by your medical professional, and that costs a lot of money, and it's a major cost of industrial time down and compensation money that comes out of companies' pockets and government's pockets. Disabling chronic pain costs the American people billions of dollars annually. And what about the analgesics that are taken to relieve chronic pain? Well, not only are they costly themselves, but they can be a significant cause of problems with your kidneys, maybe with your liver, with other parts of your body, with your stomach. You don't have pain because you have a deficiency of analgesic medication in your body. You have muscle pain because something is causing it. And it could be myofascial trigger points, and what causes them. Something causes myofascial trigger points. Well, what causes myofascial trigger points? If you are leaning forward all day long, working with your head and arms in front of you, the muscles in the front of your body shorten. They don't complain. They just get short. They're perfectly happy to be short and cause problems elsewhere. How do they cause problems elsewhere? Well, it's possible for a shortened muscle to develop a trigger point and cause pain elsewhere, but what happens in that kind of position is the muscles in the back side of your body, your low back, your upper back, your shoulders, the back side of your arms, the back of your neck, they get overstretched. Sometimes the ones in the back of your neck too get shortened. It depends on what you do with your neck, what dysfunctional position you hold your neck in. So those muscles that get overstretched back there, they start to complain. Man, they don't like it. They tighten up. What do they do when they tighten up? They're doing this so they're protecting themselves to keep from getting injured. Those are the muscles, the ones that are overstretched, that are very likely to get trigger points in and cause pain for you elsewhere. So in your body, you might have tight muscles that are simply tight muscles because you've overworked them a bit, causing your pain, or you might have muscles that have developed trigger points as a result of being unhappy, and those muscles might be firing pain into anywhere on your body. They can fire from your low back into your feet. They can fire from your upper back into your hands, fingers, arms. They can fire from your upper back into your head, from your neck into your head, from your chest into your hands. The muscles on your stomach can cause colic in babies, trigger points in muscles on the stomach. So trigger points can be a cause of a lot of your soft tissue or muscle pain and muscle aches. I want to thank you for joining me today here at painreliefradio.com. Next week, join me December 17th. We're going to be talking about muscle pain again, maybe posture and pain, maybe low back pain. And remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm Catherine Merrow. I'm the pain relief coach. You can always get more information about getting rid of your aches, pains, and other symptoms naturally at simplepainrelief.com. And please visit our sponsor, backpainnaturalrelief.com, helping you get rid of your back pain naturally, backpainnaturalrelief.com. Today is Thursday, December 10th. Remember to take good care of yourself because you deserve to feel better. And take care of your muscles so they will love you. Have a wonderful week.